LUSELAND, it's news no small town arena wants to hear. One of the season's big drawing cards, the community's senior hockey team, will cease to exist in Luseland. A social media post was put up on the Luseland Mallards page stating, after a one-year leave of absence and a great deal of discussion and reflection, the Luseland Mallards executive has made the difficult decision to officially withdraw the team from the Sask West Hockey League. The Luseland Mallards played in the Sask West Hockey League for 20 consecutive seasons, winning the league championship once along with three provincial titles. The organization boasted many talented teams and players throughout their 20-year existence. The senior hockey organization brought the community together and was said to put Luseland on the map. On behalf of the team and executive, we would like to thank the players, fans, volunteers, sponsors and community for over 20 years of support and dedication. Until we fly again, thanks for the memories. Mayor Kathy Wirtz says, the town will definitely feel the loss of the senior hockey team in the community. The Mallards were shut down for the 2020-21 season due to COVID and then extended their hiatus from active status in the 2021-22 season due to a host of reasons. The break led to recruitment issues, funding, ongoing COVID restrictions in the facility, etc. Although COVID was definitely an initial factor, the writing was essentially on the wall, despite this added roadblock. With limited numbers in the midget program, it was inevitable that this would be an eventual reality. With limited local player options, it becomes a funding issue with recruiting outside our local area. This requires a lot of sponsorship of players, which is difficult to sustain. Luseland's mayor says that the community's minor hockey numbers are heartwarming and Luseland has a lot of younger up-and-coming players, so that may be a hopeful sign for the future. Although it is the end of one chapter of the senior Mallards, a number of former Mallards players are now raising young families in the community, so optimism for a future generation of hockey players will continue to grow. I grew up in Luseland and my fondest memories in winter were at the arena. My brother played hockey and the arena was literally the hub of the community in the winter. Our barn was packed for both minor hockey and senior hockey games and fans were incredibly diehard back then, particularly if a major rivalry was taking place. A game between the Luseland Mallards and neighboring Karabert Tigers would guarantee a packed house and much chanting and friendly banter amongst fans, says Wirtz. Residents join Wirtz in realizing the loss of the senior team will have an impact on the community and the arena, but they affirm that they will keep looking forward and not back. The loss of the team will impact the community and the arena, but we need to always keep looking forward and not back, says Wirtz. I think it will be critical to focus on rebuilding and ensuring we have a strong minor hockey organization and keep our youth interested in hockey and recreation in general. It will, as it often does, require a lot of local and volunteer support in terms of coaching, managing and encouraging the development and growth of hockey in the community. I am confident that we have those people in Luseland that desire hockey and our arena to be an integral part of this town and its future. Luseland's Hockey Hall of Honor currently includes 8 female elite hockey careers and 18 male elite hockey careers. Some of those on the wall were, at one time, Luseland Mallards. Luseland's Hockey Hall of Honor continues to grow. SaskToday.ca. The Mallards Facebook page carries a photo of each team that has played over the 20-year history of the club. Community members, supporters and former players shared their memories of the team following the post announcing the dissolution.